Blackstone Publishing presents The Influenza Threat from the editors of Scientific American. This book is read by Colleen Marlowe. All charts, diagrams, and photographs that appear in the print edition of this book can be found in the bonus PDF file that accompanies your audiobook CD or download. Introduction. Just the flu. The onset of cold weather brings out the boots, coats, gloves, and the block-lettered stoplight red flu shots available here signs in drugstore windows. And with good reason. For many scientists and public health specialists alike, flu season has become a little like Russian roulette. The likelihood of a deadly pandemic outbreak of influenza is not far from reality, considering the alarming mortality rate of the dreaded bird flu. H5N1 killed 60% of those who caught it from birds since 2003. And the outbreak of swine flu. The CDC declared this H1N1 influenza strain to be pandemic in 2009, killing over 18,000 people since it appeared in April of that year. In this book, we've compiled a bunch of great stories that delve into the science of the flu. First, we start off with pandemics. While three pandemics occurred in the 20th century, the 1918 pandemic was by far the worst, otherwise known as the Spanish flu. The virus killed more than 50 million people worldwide in a little under 3 years. Section 1 features one informative piece on resurrecting that virus in an attempt to understand it better, and another piece on how to prepare for pandemic. Sections 2 and 3 look at the sources, transmission, and surveillance of the virus. We look at how and why zoonoses, infectious diseases that originate from animals, are vaulting to the top of health officials' risk lists. One story examines the relationship between the wild bird trade and disease spread, while another looks at how the pork industry promotes flu factories in the form of swine farms. The article also discusses the need for increasing surveillance of new viruses and herds. Section 3 covers surveillance and tracking in more detail, with a few stories on interesting new tools, like Google Flu Trends, being used to better track the spread of the flu. Section 4 is devoted to building better vaccines and drug targets, which is always a work in progress, considering how often and fast the virus mutates. Section 5 offers insight into the science behind a possible universal flu vaccine, with a couple Q&As featuring the expertise of two leading scientists in the field. The last two sections are, to use a phrase popular in television, ripped from the headlines. In Section 6, we look at recent outbreaks of the swine and bird flu.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?